Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Thursday the 21st of February. I will go through the bets first and then I've got a little bit more to say at the end, but I'll get through the betting side now as quickly as I can for people who just want that. I have a horse today in the 4:35 at Huntingdon. The horse is called Vocalizer. Lights going right-handed round Huntingdon. Charlie Post in the saddle, currently 7.8. I think you're going to have the top two in the market, Air de Rock and General Bucks, going off in front and probably fighting each other for the lead. Rather than having an uncontested lead, I think they're actually going to create a bit of a battle up front. And I'm expecting Vocalizer to sit in behind and be right there at the end. So it's a patient one. I don't think this is one where you may get matched up straight away. This is a patient one. I will be looking for, again, about 20% on this one. 20, 25 max. And as I say, I just expect him to be in there behind, but should be right there at the end with a sort of chance of an each-way place and hopefully challenge him for the win. So I'd like to think that he is going to shorten up in running. It's got better run last time out. This track will definitely suit it better. So I think this has got a good chance today. So Vocalizer in the 4:35 at Huntingdon is the trade on the horse. Football wise, we've got that Mickey Mouse European Trophy that they play on Thursday nights. I've seen the bets of the day on Twitter, the Chelsea Arsenal double at 1.14 and 1.27. I love these people sticking their neck out. When you look at, I've actually got Chelsea a bit of value today, but do I want to be getting involved in Chelsea at 1.27? The state they're in at the moment? No. Do I want to get involved in Arsenal at 1.14? No. Do I want to put them together in a double? Absolutely no, not at all. They may well win, but for me, the risk reward to bets like that, I just can't be doing with it. I've got three games though, where in effect the results are, you know, goals need to be scored. And the value is in the goals markets. Red Bull Salzburg playing Club Brugge. Red Bull Salzburg are trailing 2-1 from the home leg. And that game kicks off at 5:55. The over 2.5 is 1.73. I'm going to let that get to 2.0 in play. So I'm going to let the game start. When that gets to even money, I will drip a point in over three bets over that sort of 15 minutes from there and trade it as the goals go in. I can't see Red Bull Salzburg not scoring this afternoon. And I think this could be quite an open game and they both go for it a bit. So that will be the first one, 2.0 Red Bull Salzburg on the over 2.5. Trade it from there. I will look to remove my liability first on the under 2.5. So I've got all the profit on the 2.5. Then obviously if another goal goes in and I can get a good green, then that's what I will do. Leverkusen Krasnodar. I love the Europa League. You get these Scrabble names, don't you? The old Arsenal are playing one, aren't they? Scrabble name this afternoon. Sorry, off track. Got to stop it. I've got to stop doing it. Leverkusen 0-0 from the first leg. Again, they're going to want to get this done in 90 minutes. Over 2.5 is 1.58, but I had it a little bit of value in that, but I don't want to get involved at that price. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave this game unless it is 0-0 at half time. And if it is 0-0 at half time, I will lay under 2.5 goals, which will be down to about 1.25, somewhere around about that mark. And so I will lay that with for minimal risk, and I will then trade from there. So in effect, if I laid £100, I'm only going to have a £25 liability. If there's still no goal, then by 80 minutes, I will switch to the 0.5 market, and I'll drip a lay in over the 0.5 market between sort of 80 and 85 minutes. And hopefully, if nothing's happened, a late goal gets me out. If there's goals in the first half, I'm not going to bother. So I'm only playing that if it gets to 0-0 at half time. Leverkusen Krasnodar, and I will lay the 2.5 and trade it from there if goals go in early in the second half. If nothing happens by the 80th minute, then I will try and have a little late goal lay. But yeah, I'm expecting goals in that game, and we may well not get in. That may well be done and dusted by half time. And the final one was another 0-0, Genk versus Slavia Prague. There was a lot of shots and chances in the first leg in this game, and no goals went in, which I think a few people got stung with. I wasn't involved in the game, but over 2.5 is 1.97, so I am going to play that pretty much from kickoff. I'll let it kick off in the first couple of minutes. As soon as it ticks to 2 again, I will be in on that game. Genk versus Slavia Prague, dripping 3 bets in on the over 2.5, and trading it from there, and I will look to green that game up. So if goals go in, I will look to get the same profit on both outcomes, under and over. So the horses vocaliser, Red Bull Salzburg for the first game at 5:55, Leverkusen at 8 o'clock if the game is 0-0 at half time, and Genk versus Slavia Prague over 2.5 pretty much from kickoff. So they're the bets for today. I have nothing else bet wise. So those who want to trot off now, you're welcome. Last night, Derby really disappointed. I really fancied Derby last night, and everything pointed, and Millwall go and get only their second away win of the season, which was a bit annoying. Fortunately, Atletico got a couple of late goals and have given Juve it all to do. I was sitting and watching that game thinking Juve are just fantastic at defending, and Chesney made a great save. I always felt, as I said in the morning, that Atletico had to score. I thought they had to go for it. I could not see them going to Juventus and living on a 0-0. But they have given Juve it all to do. I don't think it's over by any stretch, because Juve are a fantastic team at home. But it really is, you know, you're talking the masters of defence in Atletico Madrid. So there's another going to be a really couple of interesting second ties, the Bayern-Liverpool one, and I think that one, Juventus trying to get back into that. But as I say, disappointed with Derby. Great for those who listened to the rant yesterday. I'm really pleased with how it went down. A lot of this isn't scripted. I don't do it for comedic effect. I actually don't make many notes, and that's probably half the problem. But I've had a lot of emails. Obviously, it's generated a lot of emails. One was about trading days. I haven't done trading days for well over a year now, so I am doing planning to, and I've been working on it at home. It's sort of a whole new setup. I think the only way to actually make this succeed is to personalise things for people. So they're going to be limited numbers and sort of personal trading plans, in effect, that will be set up through the summer. Trading days at the end of April, showing the strategies, talking about staking, going through how I approach it, but actually talking to people then through the summer to get them ready for August. So that's how that's going to be set up. So the dates are, I've published them on Twitter this morning, forgotten them already, the 14th in Birmingham and of April, and the 28th of April in Stratford, London. So that's where I'll be doing those. If anybody's interested, just make a note in your diary. I won't have the details out till March. And lots on staking and how you do trades, and obviously it's a subject not for a 2-minute podcast, but I'll give you an example. Let's take the Dortmund Tottenham game last week, where I advised that, again, similar to the Leverkusen bet, if it was 0-0 at half time, I would get involved. Now, everything to me is about risk to reward. My first, I hope you find through these podcasts, my first aim is to stop losing as quickly as possible. I said it last week, I'll repeat it again. For you guys to start winning, you've got to stop losing. So my first aim is always, when I'm trading, to protect my stake. I don't go in it with a view of I don't want to lose. I go in it with a view of I want to get as much profit of this as I can, but I want to protect my stake as soon as I can, if what I expect to happens. If a game goes 0-0, there's nothing I can do about it, but I'm not going to keep chasing the goal and chasing money. So if we take that Tottenham-Dortmund game, 0-0 at half time, under 2.5 was 1.18 to lay. I was in the ground and I looked on my phone, placed that lay at half time, 1.18, I got matched up. The half time score, the 0-0, so laying the correct score half time, was 5.6, I think. So let's talk in round numbers, £100. If I want to win £100 laying the half time score, I've got to risk £460 to do that. So I'm already in a situation where if it goes wrong, I've got to win another four to get my money back. If I lay the 1.18 for £500, my risk is 90 quid, £18 in the 100. And it gives me still the same trading opportunities to certainly win the £100 I would won laying the half-time score. But if the goals go in, I can easily trade that to secure £200, £300, depending on the times, with the chance that if all three goals go in, then I'm going to have a nice payday. I'll have protected my stakes, I'll have saved the 90 quid, but it might have cost me 150 quid to do that, so I still might have 400 quid on the 2.5. If no goals have gone in by 80 minutes, I'm not, because if you take the first trade, I'm risking 460 to win 100. My risk here is only 90. I can still have a late trade there, let's say for another 120 quid at 1.5, risking 60. If a goal goes in, it covers everything. If it doesn't, my max loss is 150, not the 460. So it's looking at other markets, and it's a difficult thing, as I say, for a 2-minute podcast, and I've made a lot of videos of trading, which I'm going to get up on the FTS site. They'll go for members first, and then I'll do some, put some generic ones up for people. But it's not a sit and just do that. My biggest bit of advice to people is to pick one market and study it and learn it, and learn the prices at half time, learn the prices when goals go in, so that you know. I know pretty much, for example, that 3.5 trade that we did the other day is one of my favourite trades. I know what's going to happen throughout the match when the goal goes in, so I'm not having that panic attack, which I talked about. Oh, they've scored in the 5th minute, let's have a heart attack. Of course there's going to be trades that go against you. Don't think that I sit here and win every trade, because I don't, and I have a mass of losses, but my losses are always only ever small, and my winnings are always maximised, and that's the skill. It's maximising your winnings, but you to do that... My belief, you know, I go back to what I said last week. People have different ways of doing things, and there's many ways to win, and I can't bear people to tell you can't. There are many ways to win, but I think a lot of people fanny about and try and do a little bit of everything rather than mastering one thing. And I said in the podcast, if you didn't listen to the rant yesterday, it's on the website under my blog. If you just click the blog heading, it'll come up. But I said there yesterday that people want to try and do everything, and don't think it through. Don't have a plan. You've got to have a plan of what you do. And my biggest advice is watching a market. There's people who watch the game and are good enough to say, oh, they've had 8 shots and that's not for me. I'm not somebody who tends to watch the games and make a decision based on that. The one time I did it, my good old friends Arsenal were playing Marseille in the Champions League years ago, and I had my biggest ever loss because I went on what I was watching on the TV and it didn't happen. And so that sort of put me off that approach, and it's not for me. There's other people, you know, corners. How much do corners lead to a goal? I think it's something like 0.03%. So corners aren't a great big in my thinking of, oh, there might be a goal because they've had 6 corners. It's just not in the way I process it. So I think you need to, over time, is find your own method. But it's easier if you focus on one market, one method, and study it, and you know, there'll be arguments for and against paper trading, whatever, but actually knowing what the market's going to do when a goal goes in on 20 minutes, if it's 0-0 at half time, knowing these things helps you plan for what you want to do. So if I've got a game where I think, let's take the Leverkusen game tonight, where I think there will be goals, but I'm not interested in the risk reward of betting in the first half. I know the risk reward if it gets to 0-0 in the second half is much bigger, but I know already the plan of what I'm going to do because I know roughly what the prices are. I know what money I'll be able to get in the market. I know what my potential profit is, and I know what my maximum loss is. So before a ball is kicked tonight in that game, I know exactly what I'm going to do if it's 0-0 at half time, and I know pretty much exactly what I'm going to win, and what my maximal loss is. My win will almost certainly be 2 to 3 times my risk, playing it the way I'm going to play it. So I hope that makes a bit of sense. You know, do keep the questions coming. As I say, you know, again, I said in the rant re-email, I will get to them. I do only genuinely have really a 3-day week. Friday to Monday is non-stop football, and I do all the stuff for FTS Ultimate, odd sheets, and obviously I've got my own trading. if we get a quiet midweek, then I'm fine. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I can sit and do emails. But obviously, we've had football every day this week. I don't know. I don't look until the weekend what the midweek football is. But do keep them coming. I promise you, I will get to all the emails. I know there's people who've been waiting a while. I will get to them. I promise you. I'm going to try and get to some this afternoon, but I've got a few spreadsheets to do. And as always, thanks for listening. You know, the fact that you guys like it makes me. Gives me a reason to do it, so I will be back in the morning because we've got a weekend of full-on football. Best of luck in whatever you do today.